Time now for My Unsung Hero, our series from the team at Hidden Brain, sharing the stories of people whose kindness left a lasting impression on someone else. Today's story comes from Dorothy Tiernan. In 1986, Dorothy's father was dying of cancer. On what would be the last day of his life, Dorothy and her family gathered around his bed at the hospital. Her father was unable to communicate, but they sensed he was in pain because he was writhing in his bed.
It was just an awful thing to see, and obviously terrible for him to be experiencing. And I remember asking one of the nurses, his nurse, please, can he have some more medication? Please, can he have more morphine? Well, no, he's not supposed to get it. He has to wait for the full 4 hours, and I can't really give it to him now. And it really should be enough for him. And we were all just so traumatized. And I remember that evening, this wonderful woman who was the house manager, the nurse manager covering the whole hospital, came in and, you know, stuck her head in to see how things were. And she could see what my father was experiencing. And she went and she got the nurse and she said, medicate this man now. But I don't have an order, the nurse said. And this woman said, you go ahead and medicate him now. I will take responsibility for it and I'll deal with it. And the nurse came in very promptly, medicated my father. He finally got comfortable. And within the next, I think, 24 hours or so, he died. So obviously a very terrible time for us all, but we were relieved that he was out of his suffering because it had just been an awful, awful time for him. So I want to remember this woman. I can kind of see what she looks like. I think her name might have been Mary. I don't remember. I just remember the feeling that she gave me, this feeling of, I will help you, I'm in control, and I will do what I can.
Dorothy Tiernan lives in Austin, Texas. After that day, Tiernan decided to go to nursing school. For 20 years, she was a hospice nurse, and in her work, she often thought about that nurse who helped her father. You can find more stories like this on the My Unsung Hero podcast. And to share the story of your unsung hero, visit myunsunghero.org for instructions on how to send a voice memo.